Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. California's homeless population grew by 3% between early 2023 and early 2024. While other states saw higher rates, California still has the most homeless people in the country. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil, in the glass half full scenario, it only grew by 3%. 40 states, it grew by much more.
That's right. And that's the point that Governor Newsom was trying to push when this report came out just a couple of days ago. Yes, the good news is that it's up by only 3%. The bad news is it's still up and that California remains the largest home for the homelessness in the country. We represent about a quarter of the homeless here in California. There are roughly about 187,000, according to the last count. And that means that there's about 10,000 more homeless people than there are in the entire city of Santa Rosa. So that shows the magnitude of the problem in California. The solution remains elusive. But it's interesting to note that the California was the bad news is really is that while California's gone up and we have less of the overall total of the nation, it's only because other states are starting to experience it in greater numbers. It's not like we've come up with a solution, even after spending upwards of $24 billion on the problem.
So is California doing anything different than the rest of the states, or they're just starting to catch up to us?
Well, to be completely honest, Patty, a lot of the states haven't been doing much of anything. As a matter of fact, California wasn't doing much of anything until Gavin Newsom got in office. I will credit him with that. Former Governor Jerry Brown, I don't recall him ever saying the word homeless because he had a philosophy that once you say a word like that, you own it. He used to say, you say it, you own it. So he just didn't even talk about it, and the problem got worse and worse and worse. Now, Governor Gavin Newsom has he can't solve it. I don't think he can. He might talk about it. He might propose programs that are steps to getting it out. But I think former Mayor Willie Brown was right when he said you can't solve it, you can just manage it. And so what we're seeing is Gavin Newsom is out there doing camp cleanups. He's giving more monies to cities and counties to house people, to take over hotels and motels and put people in there. He's pushing them to get more active at it. But it's still a tough situation because one of the great paradoxes of California is that we create the most homeless because in many times people can't afford the rents. They fall out and they can't get back on their feet. We also attract more people here looking for a better life, but it's also incredibly expensive in California. So even if you make your way through programs, the chances of getting success long term are very difficult because it's such an expensive place to live. And one of the biggest reasons it's the biggest place to live is because of the high rents. So there you go with you fall back on the streets again. That's not to say that people aren't trying. And I got a feeling that the governor is really going to be trying in his final 2 years because this is one of the yardsticks that's going to judge him both in the state and nationally if he has any aspirations of going elsewhere. It's going to be public safety, public perception, and public perception of the homeless, whether it's here in the state or the rest of the nation looking at us.
That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil's going to be live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning.